Hello, my name's Mike Hingley, and in this episode of HPR, I'm going to talk about Ubuntu Quickly eBook Template, which is a project that I'm working on. So way back in episode 855 of HPR, I talked about the idea of packaging content for your distro as if it were an application. The idea was to take the same tools and techniques that we use to push applications and apply those to content, so that the software center or repository system for your Linux environment becomes a single place to get both content and applications. I've been working on this template system as part of that research, and now using the Quickly system, I'm working on a template that will allow you to do just that. It will allow you to package an ebook and make it available in Software Center. So this solution is built using Quickly, and if you haven't heard of Quickly, allow me to elaborate. So Quickly is a boilerplating system that allows you to create all of the necessary infrastructure for a project by building a template directory and expanding various placeholders within that to fill in blank data, and almost like a fill in the blanks project. I've created one of those for an ebook, along with a set of scripts that will allow you to interact with that project. Using the Ubuntu Quickly template, you can create a sample ebook, and that sample ebook contains two chapters. That allows you to demonstrate things like, well, chapters, navigation, table of contents, imaging. Using the basic editing tools, you can now edit your text and you can add a cover. It builds on the same resources that are available to Ubuntu developers, so you can use gedit, you can use bazaar to track your version information, you can use launchpad for bug tracking and build services, and you can use the repository system to push out updates to all of your readers. You can store your book on launchpad, and you can get the source code and remix it, assuming that you've licensed it in an appropriate way. The template I've been working on adds a set of commands to the Quickly system. So once you've created your ebook, you can issue commands like Quickly add chapter to add a new chapter into your ebook, automatically adding it into your table of contents and making it available for you to edit. You can quickly set a title, so you can rename your ebook and it'll automatically build the front cover and all the rest of it. The Quickly template will allow a book author to upload their book to a PPA. That's like a personal package archive. That's like a repository, but a personal one. And you can use the build services available from Canonical to build your book into a book that people can download. So this means that any readers who have got your PPA installed will automatically find your book when it's released. So imagine you're, I don't know, Cory Doctorow, and you have a PPA set up on Launchpad where all your books are. If you write a new book and push it to the PPA, everybody who's read all your previous books will be able to find your new book. Because we're using the standard repository system, authors can now sell their books. Software Center on Ubuntu allows you to have products that can be sold, which means that the authors have a more direct relationship with their readers. Authors, because we're using the repository system, can look at alternate ways of publishing. This system allows you to do things like periodicals, where a chapter is released every month, or perhaps a chapter is released by different people every month, or perhaps it's more of a collaborative approach, where the book is owned by the community and chapters and characters are added in by whoever happens to be running the book for that month. You can now read a book anywhere where you can install software. So your desktop PC could have the book, or your laptop, or your phone. How about your TV? If you can run Ubuntu, or by extension any Linux, on those environments, then you can now install books on them. So, question, why would you want to read a book on the TV? Well, perhaps you could publish a TV guide using that system. It may even be a new revenue stream for companies like Radio Times or any other TV guides. and the convergence of Unity, the same desktop and operating system available on your phone, laptop, desktop, TV, car, will allow you to potentially take your same book and deploy it everywhere. And it leads a really interesting possibility. The Ubuntu One system allows you to sync data between all of your platforms. So what about if Ubuntu One could record where you were in each book? And if that location was synchronized between all of your devices, it wouldn't matter which device you went to, you'd be able to carry on reading from where you were. A bit like Kindle does. And that leads me to a whole different podcast where I'm going to be looking at how Amazon Kindle stores bookmark location. That's to come. This podcast is purely about the template ebook side of things. So what can it do at the moment? Well, at the moment, the template can create a sample book folder, set up a version control system, create a chapter, delete chapters, rebuild table of content, build sample covers, reorder chapters, add images, remove images, edit a chapter, set metadata. You can also add custom metadata. You can list the metadata. You can publish to EPUB. You can share your book via a PPA. You can read the book to audio file. I'm currently working on a system that will build audio files based out of your book content. And you can edit it all using a web-based interface to allow you to do all this adding chapters, removing images, all the rest of it, graphically. So if you're interested in writing books, or you've written books, or you fancy helping a brother out with some Python work, then hit us up. My blog is titaniumbunker.com. You can reach me at mike@titaniumbunker.com. You can find the Launchpad project site for Quickly Ubuntu ebook template at launchpad.net/quickly-ubuntu-ebook. I'd be interested to hear what people think, whether this makes the concept more solid in people's minds, and I'd be interested if anybody can offer any advice or guidance, particularly about things like audiobooks. So that's a little shout out to HPR community. At the moment, I'm trying to read audiobooks, I'm trying to create audiobooks from my ebook content. I can create all the chapter files, I can create all the audio files, I can stitch it all together. I'm having problems getting chapter markers set. If anyone knows how to do it, can you drop me an email? Let me know, because that would be fantastic. The only way I've been able to do it so far has been using something called Auphonic, which is a system that was, I believe, reviewed on HPR. Actually, I've just checked it. It was actually on Floss Weekly. Whoops. But that's not an idea for an episode for somebody. Anybody wants to do a review episode of Auphonic? That would be quite interesting. Anyway, that's my rambling episode over for today. As I say, contact me if you've got any ideas or guidance, hints, tips, whatever, about this project. That would be cool. If you've got ideas of your own, record an episode of HPR and tell everybody and get the community involved. That's what it's here for. It's amazingly simple to contribute to HPR, and I'd encourage everybody out there to drop an episode up to HPR. To find out how you can record your episode, you can even call in an episode using the phone, go to hackerpublicradio.org and click on the link to contribute, or go directly to hackerpublicradio.org/contribute.php. I'm looking forward to listening to all your shows and getting all your feedback as well. Thanks, everyone. Take care. Toodles.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRef projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.